Bereit!
Absolute novice, aren't you? Make some of a good wife one day, we can figure out which way the bucket faces.
Guess what I'm guilty of? Nothing. Everybody's innocent here. Just ask them. Open the door of our darkest thoughts, and you'll soon find that none of us are perfect. Guilty as charged. You know, collectively, we've made the world a very unsafe place. Wars, disease, even ourselves. What don't we need saving from? Even the earth throws tragedies at us. Tsunamis that kill us. Earthquakes that can wipe us out. No wonder we're in such a mess. News travels fast in a place like this. Imagine hearing one day about a new arrival. An inmate fresh from the world beyond the concrete walls. That's no big news. You know how it goes. There's one born every minute. The thing is, this time, instead of just claiming to be innocent, he actually is. And here's the real twist. The judge, the jury, the whole universe, everyone knows it.
Few people would doubt that Jesus Christ existed. He was born here in Bethlehem over 2,000 years ago. But how many people would really see him as a hero?
Ever try to slip into a pair of tights in a phone booth, then you know this hero caper is harder than it looks. I've got to beat the baddies, save the world, and give people hope. Yeah, you know, piece of cake. I'm in San Diego, California, just around the corner from the biggest comic and popular arts convention in the world, Comic-Con International. I reckon this has got to be the perfect place to find the ultimate hero. Man, this place is absolutely huge. What makes this event so big, so popular here?
First of all, when you walk in, it's a sensory overload. Visually, there's a lot to see, a lot to take in. You almost have to process it slowly.
It's a potpourri of paraphernalia and actors and artists. And whatever your interests are in this genre, you can definitely find like something to entertain you.
I think there's a whole new line here between fantasy and reality. Everything gets a little bit blurred. And more for comic book fans, where else can you go to actually meet not only the people who make your object of affection, but actually meet the superheroes themselves?
Well, it's for the fans to get close to the heroes, like myself, so I can get up personal, get photos, touch us, see that we're really here and be here for them.
I don't understand it. I really don't, because I would, if I wasn't actually appearing here, I wouldn't come here for all the tea in China, because it's crazy. But I suppose people love comic books. They love showbiz. This has become like a big showbiz event now. But they're nuts.
Everyone loves heroes and villains, and Comic-Con's the best place in the world to see the world's greatest heroes and villains. You look around, everywhere you look is a hero or a villain. I see Iron Man over there, I see Predator, I see aliens, all dad's creatures. That's, I think, draws people. It's dramatic, it's exciting, and heroes and villains will never go out of style.
The story of Jesus has been immortalized in Christmas carols and nativity scenes. This is the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem, built on the very spot where it's believed Jesus was born.
Did you know that according to the Bible, the very time, location, and circumstance of Jesus' birth fulfilled multiple prophecies? And let's not forget the virgin birth. According to the Bible, Jesus' mother was human, but he was conceived of the Holy Spirit. He certainly had all the hallmarks of a hero in the making.
What is it about us in the world that we want heroes so much?
I think that we all just want to find somebody who's better than ourselves to make us want to achieve more, to just do better in this world. So that's why we look towards heroes.
Okay. So do you think that we need a hero?
That's right. And here I am.
You're the man.
For the right price.
We definitely need heroes. Everybody needs a hero. I think everybody needs somebody to admire, yeah. Whether it's an everyday hero or it's somebody in real life, I think everybody needs somebody to look up to.
You know, over time, the archetype, the prototype of what a hero is, what a hero does, has changed as, you know, civilization has advanced. But we still have that need to connect to something greater than ourselves.
I believe that we do need heroes to help show us that there's something more than evil out there.
So what do you think about good triumphing over evil?
Well,
and a lot of the superhero stories.
I think it's interesting how you have an imperfect person trying to be perfect, like Superman, for example. But so it's really interesting to see how from a imperfect perspective, we try to make ourselves perfect. Yet we still have faults.
It's our nature, and we have flaws and stuff like that, you know? So having someone that can, you know, kind of uplift you and kind of, like, take away your problems for a bit, even if it's for a movie, we like the idea.
I think there's definitely a need for people to believe in something, especially when there's so much, so many hardships in life, so much depression, so many bad things, and you need something positive to think about. And obviously a hero is a singular idea that can rise above everything else, and you can aspire to that. You can want to become a hero, change your own life, and get out of all the hatred and violence you're in.
People want to be better than they are, right? People are afraid of what's out there, and a hero symbolizes a lack of fear, you know?
What I'm trying to say here is that stuff happens, somebody's got to deal with it, and who are you going to call?
Well, you know, the world can be a dark place. It can also be a beautiful place, but heroes give us that sense that there's someone out there looking out for us. And so all the baddies don't creep into our homes and do terrible things. We've got heroes to protect us. And I think everyone likes to have someone to look up to, and I think heroes fill that human need we all have.
You know, they kind of set a tone, you know, a set of morals for guys like him and I. You know, when we were growing up, you know, what's right, what's wrong.
Not everyone grows up in a good family, and they don't have those morals to stick up for yourself and be true to yourself. And comic book characters, you know, the heroes, they show the good versus the bad. They show the right thing to do. And I guarantee half of these people here learned how to be a good person through reading those comic books.
Tell me, why does justice have to prevail?
Justice has to prevail because it creates us in a sense of comfort and safety. It reminds us that there is something beyond ourselves and that we can trust the people around us. If justice keeps prevailing, then we can all go on with our society. If we start not to believe in justice, then we can't even trust anybody.
I'm a big believer in justice. It's the one thing I get really irate about if I see injustice anywhere. I think it's really important. I think, the world would be a much better place if we thought about justice a little more on every level.
I think in the end, there's a better way to do things, and justice sort of helps that along. Without justice, we will continue to sort of eat each other alive.
I'd like to think justice will prevail in the end. Of course, you know, we have little hiccups in history where the bad guys seem to be winning, but the heroes are going to win in the end.
They say that this inmate had it all. His was the perfect life, with power and riches beyond measure. They say that all he had to do was speak the word, and it was done. Yet he walked away from it all, came down to this death row, and handed himself in. You can imagine the uproar. But there was no scandal to reveal, no dark secret, and no guilt to confess. And it wasn't a public relations stunt either. What was he thinking? Why would anyone take the rap for someone else? I mean, where's the justice in that? From what I've read, he made himself nothing and took on the very nature of a servant. Being made in human likeness and being found in the appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross.
If it had been me, I would have stayed up there. What does that tell you about God's character? Is this the hallmark of a selfish God who's keeping something from us? Or a God giving up everything, even his own son, to save us? Love does some incredible things.
Like all heroes, Jesus performed some amazing supernatural feats.
It's quite a long rope, Joey.
Yeah, it's long for it to get down. Very deep. Now, what you want to do is you want to cough up to the left hand some of the nylon and slowly, slowly for it not to get tangled.
You know, Jesus once told his disciples, after they'd been fishing all night and caught nothing, to go back out on the water and to cast their nets out on the other side of the boat. The net instantly filled with fish. That's pretty amazing.
Very good. Now I'm going to help you in this. You're going to put your hand 90 degrees, that's it. And I'm going to just put it back slowly, slowly for it not to get tangled. Okay. We're going to put half of the net on the front side and half of the net on the back side.
Okay. You know what's even more amazing is the way Jesus loved people. He did more healing than he did teaching.
Okay, now you're going to take all the net in the right hand, so like...
He healed the blind, he healed lepers, and even raised people from the dead. He met people where they were at, and he came to them in their time of need.
Thank Beautiful. You. Very good. I did Very it. Good. Now you passed the real test of the fishermen on the Sea of Galilee.
I did.
Yes.
Faster. You're going to have to do faster than that. You're going to be tipping.
What are some of the characteristics of a hero that you would particularly admire?
Like Jesus. Like, they make you feel good and protected, and they do their job, and he's just, you know, an all-powerful, like, figure to people to feel comfort and joy and love and just, like, all the things that make life beautiful. Honor.
Is that the will to sacrifice?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. The will to sacrifice?
Bravery.
Yes. Bravery.
Noble.
Noble.
Strength and power, and probably personal security, if you would say. At least on that, on the superhero side of themselves.
I mean, the superhero thing I don't understand at all. I really don't. But unless you believe in what that person stands for ethically, you know, and you want to be like that or follow those ethics. But as far as dressing up as whatever you're supposed to be, I don't get it, actually.
Anyone that chooses to do the right thing, even when the hardships around them are forcing them to do the wrong thing, they still fight and persevere to do the right thing. That's a hero everyone should be aspiring to.
Sure. We can believe in someone, like a figure, someone who can represent, you know, the goodness that's left in the world, in a world that we can see that's going, you know, kind of downhill, like all the crime and all the stuff. We can look to one person to, like, give us hope and inspiration. Not necessarily do the work for us, but someone who could do the choices, and even if those choices are hard. You know, it's not about the costume, it's not about, you know, the powers or the cool gear that they have. It's about the choices they make, you know? Sometimes the most heroic choices are not always, you know, the best ones.
Jesus made claims that no other hero has ever made. He said things like, I'm the way, the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. What an amazing claim. And if it's true, it means that Jesus is much more than just a hero.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about this superhero thing. Sure, they can cut in the comic book world, but what about the real world?
Because I'm pretty much very human, yeah. I don't really have much weaknesses besides a normal human. Other than that, I'm allergic to fish, but I guess that's my weakness. Just throw some salmon on me and I puff up and die.
He's pretty much nothing but weaknesses in a way. Like, he's arrogant and irascible and easily deceived. He's way too into certain nerdy things to his detriment. He's not particularly great with chicks. He's a little too into Doctor Who.
Really, I'm just the guy in a suit.
Probably vanity.
Vanity?
There's a certain level of the power of being in this, and if you strip this away from me, yes, I definitely don't have that power anymore.
Okay, so if you strip this away from you, then you're just human.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right.
Captain Marvel's weakness is that I'm a little boy, and if I say my magic word, I transform back into Little Billy Batson. So otherwise, I'm a weak kid. I'm the ultimate wish fulfillment, being able to grow up and be a superhero, and be young as even as an adult.
The dark side.
Dark
maybe
side.
Emotion
dark
and side. Love. And
dark side.
Things that get to you in your heart, I guess.
Oh, so love can be a weakness for you?
Sometimes.
Yeah, can hurt you. Can hurt sometimes.
You know, Jesus' weakness, his one fatal flaw, was that he loved and he left his heart unguarded. Jesus wept for his enemies and even prayed for those who crucified him. But love is also God's greatest strength. He overcame evil by claiming one heart at a time.
So where are the real heroes? Those perfectly selfless characters who give it all to save us. Well, they're not down there. In fact, whether in fiction or reality, that ideal seems pretty slippery. Even among the best of us, if we're honest, it's a standard that we can't possibly live up to. Maybe that's why we like these fantasy characters so much, because at least in the movies and the comic books, they can save the world. Yet in reality, our heroes don't. We're still here, trapped in a life filled with pain. So much for superheroes. As German philosopher Martin Heidegger once suggested, it would take a god to save us.
Jesus apart from all the other heroes is that he's real. He rose from the dead and he's alive today. How do we know this? Well, he was seen by the disciples and hundreds of witnesses. His enemies were unable to produce a body, and his disciples were prepared to die for their belief that he's alive. You know, millions of people today know him personally, and so do I. To me, that makes him more than a hero. It makes him my saviour.
Is asking God to save us too much to ask? Yes, it is. way too much to ask, but he did it anyway. Superman, Wonder Woman, Spider-Man, even if they were real, could only save you from physical danger. But what about guilt, heartache, loneliness, and death? Who's going to save you from yourself? Who's going to provide hope for life beyond the grave? That takes more than a hero. It takes a savior. Someone who goes beyond leaping tall buildings in a single bound. Someone willing to make the big sacrifices, to give their life to save the world, defeat the enemy, and give us all hope. You know, blood is the symbol of life. And Jesus gave his blood so that we could live beyond the inevitable death our world imprisons us with. He was willing to take a punishment he didn't deserve so that we could have a life we can't even imagine. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, and whoever believes in him won't die, but will have life forever. That's epic. Imagine a life without heartache. Imagine a life without loneliness. Imagine a life where you had fulfillment, meaning, and purpose. A life you lived forever. That's what he meant when he said, "I've come that they may have life and have it to the full." And do you know the best part of the story? It's true. And it can be mine and yours. All we have to do is to accept the sacrifice. Now, that's a hero I can believe in.